All right, KFIZ News Time is 10:11 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios here on a Wednesday. It's June 23rd of 2021. Thanks for joining us here this morning on KFIZ. As we start up hour number three, we're going to talk about this year's Project Yellow Light PSA campaign. It's actually in its 10th year, 10th anniversary of this, and we're joined by Julie Garner, who is the founder of Project Yellow Light, also one of the 2021 PSA winners, joining us on the phone. That's Morgan Taylor, joining us actually from Arizona this morning, both on the phone lines with us this morning. And we're going to talk about Project Yellow Light and learn more about one of the winning PSAs here on a Wednesday. Julie, Morgan, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us here this morning. How are both of you doing this morning?
Great. Doing great.
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for taking some time to chat. Julie, we'll start with you. Tell us about Project Yellow Light, 10 years of raising awareness for distracted driving and working to help curb distracted driving. Explain kind of the background of it for folks who are unfamiliar with it. What is it all about?
This is a national scholarship competition for high school juniors and seniors along with college students to create a public service ad via radio, billboard, or video that promotes safe driving with an emphasis on not messaging and driving, such as texting. And we are so delighted, as you mentioned, to be in our 10th year as a national competition in partnership with the Ad Council, and we just keep growing this project, and we never dreamed it would be this big when we started, and we're just so proud of that.
Yeah, tell us about distracted driving. You know, we talked, I believe we actually spoke, Julie, last year during the pandemic, and, you know, things were kind of, you know, a little bit different than they were normally in a normal summertime. But as we get back to, you know, what we want to do on the summer, a lot of people are traveling, a lot of people hitting the road, schools out for the summer across the country. Why is it important to raise awareness for distracted driving at this point in the year?
Well, distracted driving is still one of the number one causes of death of our youth in this country. And in fact, you know, the numbers have gone up slightly, which is horrible. And I think there are actually more people on the road due to the pandemic because they're not getting on airplanes, so to speak, or they're just going on local trips. So it is continues to be a major concern. And our mission is to help get the word out to our youngest drivers to be careful through peer-to-peer messaging. We feel like the youth themselves has these voices that just resonate with one another and can get the word out better than we as adults can.
You talk about 10 years of this. You mentioned briefly you didn't probably imagine how big this would become and how important this messaging would be, and frankly that this messaging campaign would go 10 years probably. Can you talk a little bit about that growth and maybe what you hope the next 10 years will look like with this campaign?
Well, we actually started this campaign when my son Hunter was killed in a car crash. And we had it at his high school for a couple of years before we partnered with the Ad Council and went national, which was just incredible in its own right. But when something like that happens to you, you know, you pretty much die yourself. And there were a couple of things that just were critical to us. I found out what a horrific thing that distracted driving was in terms of the deaths, and how it's preventable. And I knew we had to do everything in our power to prevent other young people from dying needlessly due to a car crash. So we started this in Hunter's High School. We went national. We have amazing partners who give us all ranges of support. And, you know, we have these PSAs created, and through the Ad Council and iHeartMedia and Clear Channel Outdoor, the winning work received national exposures through 1,800 TV stations, through iHeartMedia's radio stations nationwide, and through almost 2,000 Clear Channel Outdoor boards. So not only do the winners win a scholarship, they have their work exposed all across the nation, which is pretty incredible. And they're using their voices to make a difference and be advocates for good.
Let's bring in one of those 2021 winners, Morgan Taylor, winner of one of the video PSAs. Morgan, thanks for joining us. As I said before, tell us about your winning PSA and why did you want to get involved with a campaign like this?
Yeah, so my winning PSA is a 30-second, I would guess in the best way to describe it is a short film. I took some inspiration from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And the idea behind it is that even though medieval jousters and 21st century drivers are two vastly different things, the vehicles, if you will, that they drive require the utmost attention.
Yeah, I see the title is It's Joust Not Worth It. I like that play on words.
I do that with almost every single project of mine.
So
that's great.
A really, really neat concept. Why is it important from your perspective as someone who you know is in that group that this PSA is targeting? Why is that important for you to get involved and share your voice and encourage your peers to put down the phone and drive and be safe on the roads?
My high school has two different parking spots for seniors and then everyone else who drives. And I just remember that every time we would try to get out of the parking lot, it would just be nuts. And everyone would just be trying to get out of there as fast as they could. And a few people were reckless sometimes and would cause or almost cause accidents where thankfully no one was injured, but you know, insurance and had to be handled and all that. So I think that this is just, even when no one is hurt, it is such a, I'm not sure what the word would be, but it's just such a problem for people in my age group where they just need to pay a little bit more attention and things like that wouldn't happen.
I'll give each of you an opportunity, Julie and Morgan, kind of a lasting message when you look at this PSA campaign and just distracted driving in general. For folks out there listening, whether they're a parent or a teenager themselves, someone in this age group, why should they take this seriously? Julie, I'll let you talk first.
Well, you know, everybody thinks it's not going to happen to them. We know the dangers of distracted driving, but we just kind of do it anyway. So many of us do. And I'm living proof that it can happen to you. And it does happen every day. So just pay attention to driving when you're on the road. Check us out at projectyellowlight.com. Encourage your young people to apply for next year. This is an ongoing competition, and we are helping youth advocate for good and giving them a platform to help get the word and spread the word to be careful.
And Morgan, you?
Even if it doesn't happen to you personally, it does happen definitely in your community, and everyone will be affected by that. So it really isn't worth it to skip the music ad or text back a friend or take a video to send to someone. So don't text and drive. Don't text and ride. And be careful out there.
Very good. Julie Garner, Morgan Taylor joining us to talk about Project Yellow Light here on a Wednesday morning. Thanks so much for your time, and we appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
All right, that was our conversation about the Project Yellow Light National PSA